for like, you know, how do I get into writing this while I read a whole lot? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that people have this like vision probably of mass market paperbacks, you know, like the covers with like a couple embracing on them when they think about romance. And that's fine, that's a valid kind of impression. But there's a reason that when you walk into like a library or a used bookstore, there's so many of them. And it's because the romance readers will read 2 to 3 books a year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to ask you for context just about the popularity of romance novels, because I get the sense that they are quite popular and quite numerous, and I wondered, I suppose, do people come to them because they like baseball, they want to read romance stories set in a baseball world, or is it completely the opposite, and how does baseball romance compare to other sports romance? Is it more or less popular, would you say?
That's a tricky question to answer. I would say it's a spectrum. I think probably it's more romance readers who are interested in reading sports romance than baseball people who are into it. But there's a pretty big spectrum. The major popular sport right now for romance is actually hockey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a variety of kind of reasons as to why that is. Like, it's a sport that's fairly easy to explain in terms of the rules, though I think there's probably that. There's a couple hockey romances that are written by like some very serious hockey people where I'm like, oh, I finally understand hybrid ice cream. I don't think any of that understand it either. But you know, there's some pretty serious ones. There's one that's called Bullying Interference, is actually like the equivalent of my book in terms of like talking about, you know, instead of people are just kind of brain vicious, it's like bullying is learning like new sort of blocking techniques. But yes, really pretty seriously into detail about it. But there's a lot that are certainly, I would say, more accessible, maybe less baseball or less hockey focused. You know, and I don't want to admit to not doing anything, I've read a lot of them. So it's just sort of a question in terms of the audiences. With compassion and respect to Bailey, who does foolish baseball, mm-hmm. who's stuff I adore. You know, he posted on Twitter sort of a screenshot of the top baseball books on Goodreads, and it's all romance novels. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that particular author probably sells between 100 and 500 books a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know, that's sort of the way that it kind of functions. The popularity, it's the largest sector of fiction. Like fiction books that are sold in the US for sure. And it's not a majority, but it's a really healthy plurality. So, you know, it's an industry, baseball is a pretty big industry, but it's a multi-million-dollar industry. And for books, that's kind of a big amount of money.
Yes, it is.
Publishing plays with a lot of money, but like baseball plays obviously a whole lot of that.
Yes, clearly I'm writing in the wrong genre, it seems. I wanted to ask about your own baseball background because you have contributed to Baseball Prospectus and FanGraphs/Baseball Times, etc. And you are a hardcore, extremely online baseball fan and podcaster. So, as I understand it, this was not a lifelong love for you necessarily. You came to it at a certain point and obviously fully embraced it and became an expert in it. So, how did that happen for you?
Yeah, I think it's a spectrum of like sometimes you just kind of trip and fall into things. And when I get into something, I just really get into it. So I grew up in DC. I grew up in DC. And so in DC, I really got into it after they all came until 2005. You know, they all were born before 2008. So, you know, there's that. So I mostly went to like some of those games for that. Periodically, Robert Ripken during the story of Scream and stuff in school, and then I went to college in the Berg and got to see the early 2000s, which really inspired the movie.
Yeah, the Berg became the biggest one.
Right. I love the TV theater, I love the program with the on field products. You know, please don't be fired.
Yes.
So I moved back to the TV theater when I was out of college, and then actually, my sister is the world expert probably on the 2006 to 2011 Nationals.
Uh-huh.
Like, for real, she once accosted/fangirled Willie Harris at a minor league baseball game. She was like, I love you right now.